Milan in Edinburgh. 25 years have passed since I was there for my master's. The academic session commenced in October. The classes started at 9, so I left for 14 Buckloo Place at 8:30 in the morning. The street lights were on. The days were just beginning to shrink, and the nights expand. When I returned around 4, the street lights were all on again. In summer, it was exactly the opposite. The nights were shorter and the days longer. It was then that the holy month of Ramadan arrived that year. The devout Muslims were really, really tested. The time for Sahri was around 2:30 in the morning, and the time for Iftar at 9:30 in the evening. The time for regular dinner in the refectory was 7:30 in the evening. Normally in summer, when it was a lovely, bright, sunny day, and when I would go for dinner, the day would appear as if it was 3:30 in the afternoon at Raipur in India. I often needed one more dinner around 11 before I went to bed by, say, 11:30. Fasting for a month in British summer, the time between Sahri and Iftari could be good 19 to 20 hours. The maximum temperature during the day would be 25 degrees Fahrenheit. You got to work and meet the deadlines. You'd almost come to the end of your course. You wanted to hasten through the proverbial the last mile, the longest mile. A 20-hour grind through hunger and cold, through the conflict between the demand of having to work and the desire to daydream and reach home, and also perhaps finally the devoutness within to abide by the commandment of God. All of these had made me very, all of these had made it very tricky indeed, and challenging too. I was a big bundle of many Hamlets put together. To fast or not to fast was the question. To work or not to work was another question, amongst many other questions as well. Nabil al-Ghaddani, a young Arab student who was doing PhD in electronics, decided the issue. I didn't want to, perhaps, by inviting me to his group of young Pakistani Muslims for Sahri and then for Iftar and dinner. He did it so wholeheartedly and so affectionately and perhaps so authoritatively as well, that I had no room whatsoever to say no. So I struggled to get up to leave my bed at 1:30 in the morning after just a 2 hour sleep. Then I brushed my teeth, ablutioned, and walked from Baird House in Polokwane to Grant House in Polokwane. Nabil had made lovely arrangements equal to those of the famous English breakfast and typically Oriental nashta. This reminded me of the British people, almost each of them cleaning up an enormous breakfast at one of those roadside drive-ins as the Edinburgh-London bus stopped at 2:30 in the morning. I ate as much as I could that early in the morning, and after Sehri and Namaz, I came back and slept. I didn't get up till after 11. Then, as would be my usual wont, I went into the kitchenette to make coffee. Suddenly I remembered I was fasting. I came back, thank God, and sat down to work, grappling with the draft of my dissertation, bibliography, and references. I didn't know when it was time for Zohr and when it was time for Asr. So, at around 7:30, with apologies to gracious God, I offered Zohr and Asr together, drenched in shame and soaked in hope. I thought I'd be forgiven, as I'd soon find out the exact times for these prayers. Then I went in for a hot shower and ablution. I felt fresh, but very hungry. Nabil came up to my room. He came up to my room to say iftar would be in the mosque on an invitation from a young Scottish convert in celebration of his Roza Rakhai, that is debut fast. Dates and a glass of milk sharbat for a quick iftar, and we lined up for Maghrib behind a Sudanese imam. After namaz, we sat down for chicken biryani and coke. Later, it was nice to talk to Keith Howard, now an enthusiastic Muruddin, and the Sudanese imam, who was dark, lean, and thin, but fit, though old. I asked him what he thought if I managed to be in New Zealand to see that fast there would be for just three and a half to 4 hours, as against 19 to 20 hours in Edinburgh. And when it was 19 to 20 hours fast in New Zealand, my choosing to be in Edinburgh. I also asked him how a Muslim would fast in and around the North Pole, where they would have a 6 month day and 6 month night. He looked at me and then looked at Nuruddin to suggest the difference between the two. My humble self still needs an answer.